With hiking boots, poles, a professional camera, and recording equipment, we set out on a four-mile lakeside trek this hot, muggy morning. David Dempsey, staff photographer for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers, leads the way. We take a water break at mile one atop a long concrete spillway.
We're crossing a small dam in Carroll County, and we're going to be approaching a rock quarry in about 200 yards. And 3 years ago, myself and a friend of mine, we found the mountain boomers out there for the first time. We had no idea what we were looking at.
We cross the dam and hike up a steep trail, which levels out and opens onto a 200-yard-long white limestone shelf covered in fragrant blooming pennyroyal and red cedar. It's a unique ecosystem called a glade.
We're in a quarry built by the Works Progress Administration in the 1930s, and this is the only place that I've ever seen a mountain boomer or eastern collared lizard. And what we have to do to see one here is walk through here very quietly and look for them because they sit on top of rocks in the sun.
We're not at all sure we'll even see any lizards today after major storms with heavy winds drenched the region last night. But conditions seem lizard perfect right now, real hot and steamy. Suddenly, David silently points left. We see a small, bright green guy casually draped over a white boulder. He crouches, aims his camera, and shoots.
Very slowly, we should walk up to it. We walk a few steps, take a picture, walk a few more steps, take a picture. That's not a very big one.
The young male lizard, 8 inches, snout to tail, eyes us as we come closer, but he doesn't move.
I have gotten within inches of them with the lens of a camera, and they just sit and look at me. And then at other times, when you're 20 feet away from them, they start to run. If you look at its legs, its rear legs are so much longer than its front legs. When it runs, and if it's really wanting to go fast, it runs on its hind legs, like a little dinosaur.
A really colorful dinosaur.
Emerald on the back with yellow spots. And the black collar, black and white collar across the back of the neck, and the yellow underneath the throat makes me think that's probably a male. The females don't have so much yellow on them, but this one's a young one, so I really can't tell.
We have met the rare eastern collared lizard, which inhabits parts of Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, and Colorado. In Arkansas, small populations live in Marion, Baxter, and Izard counties, along certain spots in the Arkansas River Valley, and on the Buffalo River. It was early settlers, the record says, that started calling them mountain boomers, but no one really knows why. We creep up to several, mic in hand, just in case.
I have heard that somehow they make a booming sound or people associated them with a booming sound. But I've been looking at them for 3 or 4 years here, and I haven't heard a peep from any of them. I mean, they're completely silent. I did see one in about that posture before that turned and opened its mouth wide open and sat there with its mouth wide open looking at me for several minutes, but there was no sound. Do we want to leave this one alone now?
We spot another one, a female, but she's drab by comparison.
I photographed them 3 years in a row in this place, and once it warms up and you see the first one, it seems like every time you come here later or the next time you come in, they're always here. But once they go underground, they don't come out until it really warms up again. And I don't know when the actual baby boomers come out, or even if they do. I mean, if they might stay underground until they're a little bigger. I don't know.
But Matthew Gifford does. He's an assistant professor of biology at University of Arkansas Little Rock. He studies spatial distribution of lizards and salamanders relative to ecological constraints. He says boomers, especially in Arkansas, are diminishing.
Yeah, so the preferred habitat, at least in the Ozarks, is what we call a glade habitat. And glade habitats are basically isolated islands of sort of really warm and dry rocky habitat in the middle of basically a sea of oak hickory forest, which is, you know, the predominant type of forest in the Ozarks. So collared lizards are actually more desert adapted animals, so they like really warm, dry type conditions, but those conditions are only found on these glades on generally south, southwest facing slopes in the Ozarks.
Female collared lizards excavate small burrows along hillsides and under rocks in these habitats to lay their eggs. Hatchlings fend for themselves. Survival rates can be low depending upon predators like hawks, kestrels, and snakes.
One of the snakes that you can find fairly regularly, I mean, you know, not, of course, every trip, but fairly regularly, you can find what are called coach whips, which are these long, fairly large snakes. They're actively foraging. They have really good eyesight. You can often see them with their head extended above the ground as they're moving. It looks kind of like a cobra. And those are certainly predators of collared lizards.
Humans are another predator. That's why our guide, David Dempsey, requested we not disclose our boomers' exact location.
Well, I mean, they're really exotic looking, especially the males. You know, they're turquoise. They have these bright yellow to orange throats. They're big. They're charismatic. They do a lot of really interesting behaviors and push-ups and all sorts of really cool things. And so, therefore, they can be, you know, sought after in the pet trade. So, yeah, definitely, I think there is a concern that these lizards can, you know, that collectors can come out and illegally collect these things and breed them and sell and things like that.
Fire suppression may also be contributing to its decline, Gifford said, because their sunny glades become consumed by eastern red cedar forests.
So growth rates of juveniles and hatchlings are reduced. The body size of adults are reduced. And the overall activity period, or the length of the activity period of the hatchlings, which is also a very critical stage in their life because they're trying to grow big enough, not only so they can avoid predation perhaps better, but also so that they can survive their first winter. So if their activity period is shorter, they're not gaining enough energy, they're not eating enough food to fatten themselves up enough so that they can survive the winter.
Boomers subsist mostly on insects, especially grasshoppers, and occasionally other smaller lizards, Matthew Gifford says. If conditions are right, they can reach up to 14 inches in length. And when challenged, they can stand up and stare at you, jaws wide open.
They do use that as sort of a threat posture. So if there is another male that is perhaps threatening a territory of, let's say, a large territory-holding male, if another male may come in, they'll go through a variety of different behaviors. They'll raise their whole body off of the surface and kind of stand up really tall and flatten their body out. That may also be associated with, you know, opening the mouth and things like that. But there's also a variety of lizards that when it gets really hot, they pant.
Our small Carroll County glade is heating up as we approach noontime. And fortunately, these boomers are safe from human predators because no one, not even local naturalists, are aware they live here.
Here he goes.
There. Oh, look.
Well, we've seen seven now. At least we think we've seen seven. Sometimes it's hard to tell if you're looking at the same one that has moved since you were last there. But seven, that's probably as many as I've ever seen out here. But we have not seen any of the really bigger ones. And I have no idea why. And I think we're out of here. We've got a hike to get out of here. So
2 more miles over the mountains and through the woods, completely around the lake, leaving our mountain boomers to their peaceful paradise. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.